Track 27.
I think everybody knows that Bill wants me to develop a strategy to improve our corporate image. So the main reason I called this meeting was just to try to get a handle on what's happening and what you feel needs to change, okay? Unfortunately, Bill can't make it. He's busy in the lab.
Ah! The invisible man strikes again.
Let's try to be constructive, okay? Maybe I can start. This is Carla, by the way. Don't get me wrong, Caitlin. I think a coherent image strategy is very valuable, but surely our first priority has to be getting everybody pulling in the same direction.
Come on, Carla, get real. We're talking cash flow and supply chain here, not one of your touchy-feely HR team-building programs.
Oh, sorry, hang on, is that Ben?
Yep.
Look, Ben, can we come to you next? Let's just let Carla have her say, all right?
Okay, just trying to keep the meeting on track.
Carla.
Thank you, Caitlin. I was just saying, you can't have an effective image strategy when everybody is pursuing their own agenda. Right now, there's just no team spirit. Problems are always someone else's fault. I'm telling you, we can't seem to agree on anything. It's no surprise we can't keep our people. I already had 3 developers quit this year.
It might help if conditions were more in line with a high-tech image. Those labs are like prison cells.
Elena's absolutely right there, unfortunately. And it doesn't make hiring any easier, I can tell you.
Okay, thanks, Carla. Ben, let's hear what you have to say now.
Well, like I said, our cash flow problems really damaged our profile in the marketplace. We're not paying our suppliers, so they ain't too happy. And our customers know we're cash-starved, so they're literally squeezing us dry.
Yeah, and with the Chinese and the Indians slashing prices, it's no picnic. We're still increasing our volumes, but we're being forced to discount more and more.
This is Lena, right?
Yeah, sorry, Caitlin.
That's okay. Ben?
Yeah, Lena's team's having a hard time. I'm trying to take us up market, but to do that, we need some serious money, and finance just keeps cutting our budget.
Now hold on a minute, Ben, that's not fair. Costs have to be kept under control.
Under control? My marketing budget is down 15% this year. You people in Palo Alto have no idea how difficult it is.
Hang on, Ben. And,
Alex.
Alex, sorry. Look, we're all in the same boat. Let's just focus on the problems, okay?
You see what I mean?
Can I come in here, Caitlin? Jerry Wu.
Sure, go ahead, Jerry. You're over in Taiwan right now, is that right?
Yeah, I'm with our subcontractors here. I don't know how much you know about our chipsets. Our digital pixel technology provides far better resolution, contrast, and color than standard CCD cameras. So you'd think they'd be easy to sell, right? Unfortunately, Lena's people don't seem to be able to get their act together.
Jerry, it's not as simple as that.
Well, just hear me out, okay? It's the same problem with marketing. Lots of talk about added value. But in the end, we're still discounting. So I'm working day and night to supply enough product and taking the blame when we can't deliver. But we're not making any profit. From where I stand, the answer's pretty obvious.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Caitlin, it's Lena again. Can I just say something here?
Just a second. Okay, Jerry, I hear what you're saying. Thanks for that.
Oh, sure, just my 2 cents.
Now, Lena.
Well, it's always easy to blame sales. Okay, we have a good product, but it's completely invisible. The final customer doesn't have any idea what the chipset does or who made it. So it's really tough to persuade manufacturers they're getting added value from using our technology rather than one of the big names. I'd like a lot more support from marketing, not just on things like the logo, the slogan, color coding, or the website, although they all could use serious updating. No, I'm talking about educating customers to demand high-quality chipsets in their digital cameras. That would really make our lives a heck of a lot easier.
Yes, I see what you mean, Lena. All right, can I bring Alex in? We haven't heard much from you yet, Alex. What's your take on all this?
If you set the cash flow problem aside for a moment, the figures aren't actually that bad. As long as we keep costs under control, which I've more or less managed to do up to now, we have excellent growth and we're still in the black. The real problem is just a general lack of direction. Nobody really knows what our medium or long-term strategy is supposed to be. I mean, we haven't even got a corporate mission statement, let alone a business plan.
Okay, thanks for that. What I think we need to do is...